what really happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, February 21st, 2023, and we've got another very busy news day, a lot of stuff to report to you, and we're going to try and cram as much as we can in there before it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, and let's just get right on into it. Over in Ohio, more and more information is coming out from the residents who are actually there. And there was an interesting quote. This was reported in Station Gossip. It was like the devil was dancing and having a party. And this is from one of the East Palestine residents who witnessed the train derailment and then the subsequent burning of the chemical spill to try and get it out of the way and get the rails open. And, of course, that burning took a major accident and turned it into an outright calamity. And it's basically turned their lives upside down. It's covered that part of Ohio, portions of other states as well, with a toxic cloud of phosgene and dioxin. And this is some of the richest farmland that we have in the United States. And so the after effects of this disaster are going to be with us for a very, very long time. As I mentioned before, dioxin can take up to 100 years to degrade in the soil. And so it's, we dumped this stuff all over Vietnam, and it triggered an epidemic of severe birth defects and cancers and all kinds of stuff. But, in war, everything is justified, or so goes that lie here. Now, apparently, Ohio health officials are going to open a clinic in East Palestine because the residents continue to report burning eyes and terrible headaches after that derailment, despite the officials saying the environment is perfectly safe. There's nothing to worry about. Would we lie to you? Yeah, of course they would. They lied to us about Saddam's nuclear weapons. They lied to us about Assad gassing his own people. They're going to lie because this is not just a environmental disaster. It is a political disaster for Pete Buttigieg and Joe Biden, and they just kind of want it to go away and not want you thinking about how their ineptitude and incompetence have led to this situation. And it's not just East Palestine. Our entire infrastructure has been in decay. And if you look at what all the things that have been happening ever since Pete Buttigieg was hired, the airplane shut down because of the computer system, the shipping port congestion, he's just not able to do the job. Now, Republicans are condemning Joe Biden for his visit to Ukraine, saying it is the perfect example of America last, and a lot of people are in agreement with that. We have problems here at home that need to be taken care of, and Biden and his cronies, if you will, they could care less. They just say, go take care of yourselves here. We're busy bringing American standard of living to the rest of the world, whether they want it or not. And Biden has also been slammed online for flying to Kiev, not the Ohio chemical disaster zone. Technically, Biden flew to Poland and then took a 10-hour train ride to get to Kiev. But it really comes up to the same thing. Obviously, for Joe Biden, Ukraine is his top priority. And what happens to the ordinary American people in towns like East Palestine, he could really, really care less. Another example of that, of course, is the open southern border and all the damage it's doing to our cities and our economy. And Joe Biden doesn't care about that. You know, just having open borders and bringing in all those future Democratic voters, that is the top priority. Priority here. Meanwhile, the corporate media is, of course, praising Joe Biden for his historic trip to Ukraine. And I was looking all over social media, and there's a whole bunch of obvious shills out there saying, well, you know, Joe Biden did great. He's proving that he's not afraid of Vladimir Putin. And meanwhile, of course, Ohio is being relegated to the back burner. Now, the mayor of East Palestine, Trent Conaway, stated that Joe Biden's Ukraine trip is the biggest slap in the face, and the president giving millions of dollars away to people over there and not to us. And it tells you right now he doesn't care about us. That is absolutely, absolutely true. And, you know, they're trying to act like they care. Now, all of a sudden, they're going to get the EPA down there. And all the EPA is doing is telling Norfolk Southern Railroad they have to clean up the mess. It really is a case of just, you know, polishing their public image. They realize that the optics on this are not very good. They really thought they were going to be able to distract the American people from this with Chinese balloons and, you know, all the rest of it. And it didn't really work because the American people are far more sophisticated in their consumption of news than they were a mere 20 years ago. Now, Pete Buttigieg is saying, yes, he will finally go visit the Ohio toxic train site. This is 18 days after the disaster. Now, Pete Buttigieg is out there saying that Trump's visit is just a photo op. Well, Pete, I think your going down there is also just nothing more than a photo op. You know, there's nothing that you can do about the disaster. Your job was to make sure it didn't happen in the first place. Okay. And obviously, you failed at that. Now, the derailment has put thousands of Americans at risk. It has come on out now that the train was carrying these very hazardous chemicals that were being handled as normal cargo. They did not, you know, declare it to be hazardous cargo, which would have involved additional safety measures and additional staff. But, you know, we don't want to spend money on that. You know, we got to keep our stockholders happy. And so when you look at the cascade of failures leading to the disaster, the decision by Norfolk Southern to simply save costs and, is really a big part of it. It's not the sole cause here. But we have more and more of the employees of the railroad coming on out saying that Norfolk Southern was running their trains too long and too heavy. And it's causing damage to the trains. This one that derailed had actually broken down once before on its trip due to the weight of the excessive number of cars there. Now, meanwhile, a lawyer for victims of the 9/11 terror attacks is warning residents, don't return to your homes, even though the EPA says everything is okay. And attorney Michael Barash, whose firm represented over 25,000 victims of 9/11 who have chronic health conditions, said that the EPA declared the air was safe around the ruins of the World Trade Towers, and it turned out to be a complete lie. And despite the fact that the EPA claimed the air at Ground Zero was safe, he says his clients are dying every single day from the 9/11 toxic dust. And, 21 years ago, the government had a reason. They wanted to reopen Wall Street as quickly as possible. The same reason they set these toxic chemicals on fire, they wanted to reopen the railroad as quickly as possible. And that just made a bad situation much, much worse. Now, Pete Buttigieg tried to come on out dismissing the Ohio derailment by saying, well, we get about 1,000 derailments every year in this country, which to me is an unacceptable level. Okay, and it's like Pete Buttigieg is saying, yeah, I'm doing a crappy job, so you're just going to have to expect these kind of things. Now, up in Gothenburg, Nebraska, there was another train derailment. Now, this was a coal train, so there's no environmental disaster. They'll pick up all that coal, and, you know, I'm sure Greta Thunberg will be there saying, oh, we can't do that. It's carbon fuel. It's fossil fuel. We can't have that. The problem is, okay, this same stretch of track has seen 4 train derailments in the last 10 months. Obviously, the rails are not being properly maintained and properly graded for the load and speed of the trains. Okay, because along with things like the hot boxes, railroads, the tracks, have to be graded in terms of how much weight they can support and how fast the trains can go on them, because of lateral forces going around curves. And it's a very complex equation. Obviously, this set of rails up there in Nebraska, the trains are running. They're exceeding the loading and speed of the rails can support. And we're having these problems over and over again. Alrighty, gosh darn that human-caused global warming. There is a major winter storm getting ready to roll through the Rockies, the Great Plains, and the upper Midwest by the middle of this week. They're forecasting thunderstorms here in Indiana for tomorrow. They're warning accumulating snow and ice could spread as far as the northeast by the end of the week. And so it looks like Punxsutawney Phil is right. About six more weeks of winter, and the National Weather Service has published winter storm watches, advisories, and warnings from the Rockies to the upper Midwest. And I was looking on the radar earlier, and yes, there are snowstorms to the north of us. By the way, speaking of ClimateGate, remember Al Gore when he was out there with his Inconvenient Truth mockumentary, which was so full of lies that in Great Britain, there is a list of disclaimers that must be read to a class before the film can be shown to them because of things that Al Gore claimed in the film, which just simply flat out are lies, okay? So Al Gore, after he lost to Bush, decided he was going to become the godfather of climate change. He's been talking about it for over 20 years, screaming about rising sea levels, even as he bought himself a beachfront home right there. And Gore is a total fraud. He loves to fly around the world in private jets, and he started this green investment firm, and it was a lot of publicity. If you invest your money with Al Gore's green investment firm, they will reinvest it in green companies and environmentally safe operations. It turns out that's not true. His green investment firm owns shares in companies that openly pollute. So it really was a fraud. Now, getting on to other political situations, the Democrats are beginning to panic because Kevin McCarthy has given Tucker Carlson and the January 6th defendants access to over 41,000 hours of the January 6th protest footage from all the cameras inside the Capitol building. And the January 6th committee is out there saying, no, you can't release these videos. It will create a security threat because it'll show the camera locations in the Capitol. You know, you can move those cameras. It just takes a screwdriver and you can change their locations here. So, but they're grasping at straws. They want to try and head this off. Now, Tucker Carlson's producers are already going through this January 6th footage and says already it contradicts the official story of what happened on January 6th, and they're saying, it does not support the official story about this at all. And there's another story over at the National File talking about some of this video footage showing that Trump supporters weren't rioting, it was the police rioting. And they were out there trying to inflict maximum pain on the Trump supporters to basically make them go away and don't dare support Donald Trump anymore. One of the police officers is on video actually admitting that that is what was going on. And, of course, a lot of that video is showing undercover police along with Ray Epps saying, you've got to go in the building, you've got to go in the building, literally shoving these protesters in through the doors of the Capitol building to create this illusion of an insurrection. Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene has come up with what she thinks is a solution to the growing conflict between liberals and conservatives. And I have to admit there is some merit to this idea. She's talking about a national divorce, saying that the Republican and Democratic states ought to be separated into two new countries. And obviously the federal government needs to shrink. It was never supposed to be this big in the first place if you read the Constitution. And so she's talking about the red states can form their own country and the blue states can form their own country. Of course, it's going to wind up like when India won their independence from Great Britain and Pakistan was originally a country that existed in two components, although the eastern one is now called Bangladesh. So that may be a way to solve this. And if you want to have LGBTQ in your schools, you move to the Republic of Democrats. And if you want a more conventional, traditional upbringing for your family, then you move to the red states, the nation of the new red states here. All right, more and more information is coming on out about this partnership between social media and the government. Now, when the social media was starting to blacklist conservatives and censor conservatives, along with doubts about the vaccine and everything, the companies came out and said, well, you know, we're private companies. We can pretty much do what we want in terms of the content on our social media platforms, and it really is not covered by the First Amendment. Well, now we know that the social media companies were, in fact, acting as agents of the federal government, which means, yes, the First Amendment is supposed to apply. And there's an article out here from Middle East Eye, how social networks became a subsidiary of the FBI and the CIA. Now, half a century ago, about in 1975, they had this church committee, which was looking into things like COINTELPRO, which was a huge scandal that threatened to delegitimize the entire government. And the church committee managed to take a bit of a snapshot of CIA, FBI, and NSA. It was far from complete. A lot of it still remained hidden. And in the aftermath of Watergate, the Congressional Committee and other related investigations found that the country's intelligence services had sweeping surveillance power and were involved in a raft of illegal and unconstitutional acts. And they were covertly subverting and assassinating foreign leaders. They had co-opted hundreds of journalists and media outlets to promote false narratives. That was Operation Mockingbird. They spied on and infiltrated political and civil rights groups. That was COINTELPRO. And they manipulated the public discourse to protect and expand their powers, like always having Hollywood movies make the FBI look like the good guys. Silence of the Lambs, for example, here. All righty. And let's see. This is a little out of sequence here. That's my bad. Newly released body cam footage obtained due to the court trial of a January 6th defendant, William Pope, shows uniformed officers discussing how to spot their non-uniformed agents. Okay. And again, shows police urging the pro-Trump protesters to go into the Capitol building. So this was stage managed right from the beginning to discredit Donald Trump, to try and set him up for an insurrection charge, to keep him out of the political system, and to basically demonize anybody who supported Donald Trump. Okay. Now, I got an interesting email earlier today, and we've been talking about how there are secession movements in a lot of states. There's one out in Hawaii. It's not really secession. Their goal is to try and get everybody to recognize that the U.S. annexation of Hawaii was illegal, and that the plebiscite vote that led to statehood was not carried out according to United Nations rules. We know there are secession movements in California, Texas. There's the Western States Coalition, a whole bunch of those. And apparently there is a new one that is up in New Hampshire, where I spent my childhood. And they're calling it the Free State Project. And basically what they want to do is to have the state of New Hampshire, or at least a substantial portion of it, as a sovereign state, politically sovereign, to run themselves and not be dominated by the idiocracy down in Washington, D.C. And apparently they have over 6,000 people already involved on that. And their goal is to basically win back freedom. And you need to remember the motto of the state of New Hampshire is live free or die. So I wish them luck. I really do. All right, getting on over to Project Veritas, things are really up in the air about that. James O'Keefe released a lengthy video yesterday afternoon explaining his version of the events that led to him being removed from the company this week. Oh, we got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about James O'Keefe, and we're talking about Project Veritas, and I'm sure I'm not alone in thinking that James O'Keefe is Project Veritas, and with James O'Keefe removed, what's left is not worth paying attention to. So anyway, James O'Keefe released a video yesterday afternoon. We've got the entire full-length video linked to whatreallyhappened.com, and he's basically talking about the immense pressures and threats that he was under, apparently still doing the undercover work. They actually got one of the Project Veritas upper management types, I guess, who was in favor of removing James O'Keefe, to basically, they caught him on tape saying that, yeah, this was a deliberate plan by the board to get rid of James O'Keefe in order to change the direction that Project Veritas was going to be working in. In other words, they're going to be doing stings exclusively on conservatives from now on. Not too surprisingly, the reporters and staffers who are loyal to O'Keefe have told the board of directors of Project Veritas, if you don't resign, we are quitting as a block. And so there, you know, Project Veritas might just go away, and James O'Keefe might just form a whole new organization with a new name, carrying on the same work, because he obviously has a lot of people on his side from Project Veritas who will gladly come on over. And with the announcement that James O'Keefe had been forced out of Project Veritas, Project Veritas lost 100,000 followers on Twitter in just one day. I'm one of them. I went on over to Project Veritas and I said, I don't want to follow anymore. And it was a huge crowd. It sends a significant message. And we understand that this is, you know, an attempt to grab one of the most powerful news reporting entities out there that was really getting to the truth of the corruption in our society. They wanted to hijack it and turn it against the best interests of the American people, and they're kind of failing miserably here. All right, there's a new report out by the Anti-Defamation League that said pressuring online platforms and internet services to remove those it deems to be far-right extremists is effective in limiting their reach. And so what they want to do is deplatform people at the website infrastructure level. In other words, they're going to go to the ISPs and say, if you don't disconnect this particular website, we're going to scream to everybody that you're an anti-Semite and you're a Jew hater, and you know, we'll go after your advertisers and the rest of it. And all of this, of course, a complete violation of the First Amendment right to freedom of speech. But then Israel's not really been a big fan of freedom of speech for the American people. All right, let's talk about COVID. There is a new aspect of the mRNA vaccines, and it's called truncated mRNA. In other words, the mRNA that is in the vaccines may not always be complete. It may be broken and in fragments. This effectively would function as prions, which are known to cause all kinds of strange medical diseases. And Pfizer has been caught for submitting falsified mRNA analytical reports to multiple health authorities. Now, the issue of truncated mRNA led the European medicines agencies to raise a major objection before its December 2020 conditional approval of the shot. And this article is asking, how have these issues been considered resolved? And apparently it really hasn't been resolved. It basically comes Pfizer knowingly allowed these dangerous truncated mRNA strands to go on out and be injected into people. Now, a story coming on out of Zero Hedge. There has been yet another study closely tracking spike proteins in post-vaccine disabilities. And the data is really speaking for itself. It's you can't look at the hard data and not realize there's a problem. And people are now coming on out saying these trials should have been halted. The warning signs were definitely there. And I know a lot of people are saying, you know, was this depopulation or whatever, and simple greed by the pharmaceutical industries who've made tens of billions of dollars off of all of this. But again, the only thing that makes sense to me that would explain the government's willingness to abandon the Nuremberg Code regarding informed consent for experimental treatments, coupled with the revelation of all these biological weapons laboratories in Ukraine, Wuhan, China, other places, is that the United States is in fact preparing to fight World War III with biological weapons and is trying to inoculate as many Americans, as many of the good guys, as they possibly can ahead of that. And in that kind of thinking, you know, if we can protect 300 million Americans from this horrible disease created, if we lose only a million, that's a plus. All right, we've got to take another break for commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID and the cover-up and the mRNA shots and all the rest of that. Now, ICANN is confronting both the CDC and the FDA about hiding important vaccine adverse event reports from public views. Now, ICANN's attorneys are demanding that CDC and FDA explain the alarming results of an audit of the vaccine adverse event reporting system, which found major issues with 42% of the reports reviewed. And basically, REACT 19, which is a patient advocacy organization representing thousands of people injured following the COVID-19 shots, recently conducted an audit of the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System database. It shared the results of this audit with ICANN and its legal team. And as you're already aware, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System is the database designed to monitor the safety of vaccines in the United States through vaccine injury reports submitted by patients and doctors. Okay, and it goes without saying that the vaccine adverse event reporting system therefore needs to actually include all the data submitted to the system. And unfortunately, REACT 19's audit revealed that in many instances that has not been the case. Based on its audit of 126 verified vaccine adverse event reporting system reports randomly collected from its members, REACT 19 found that 5% never made it into the system, another 22% made it into the system but were not publicly visible, and another 15% of the reports made it into the system but were then deleted. Even more concerning, the majority of the deleted reports consisted of permanent disabilities and emergency room visits. In total, 42% of the reports were not accessible in the vaccine adverse event reporting system used by many across the country to evaluate vaccine safety. So, again, more signs of a cover-up. And maintaining the fear campaign, the CDC is now out there saying there's an uptick in norovirus, and we should all be afraid of that. Put the masks back on, and don't worry, the pharmaceutical companies will have a shot or a pill available at modest cost to deal with that. Okay, in another area of product safety here, nutrition product maker Reckitt is recalling 145,000 cans of baby formula due to possible cross-contamination with the potentially deadly bacteria Chronobacter Sakazaki. And the British consumer goods company said it's recalling select batches of ProSo-B 12.9-ounce simple plant-based infant formula as a precautionary measure after samples tested negative for the contaminants. But there is a concern there. Now, getting on to the idea that this is plant-based, okay, one of the victories, if you will, of the advertising industry was convincing mothers that what comes out of their own body to feed their babies, okay, was somehow not as wonderful as something being made up in a factory and put in a can or bottle and sold in the store. And the idea that this is all plant-based, there may not be things in the baby formula that the baby actually really needs. And you need to be really cautious about that. All right, let's talk about the international news. Now, Vladimir Putin made his presentation on the basically his equivalent of the State of the Union earlier today. And last year's speech was basically canceled because of what was going on in Ukraine. And Putin's speech came on out, and he basically said a couple of interesting things. The most important one, though, I think, was that Putin has now suspended the New START nuclear treaty, which allows him to put the missiles on combat readiness. Now, a year ago, Moscow signed a five-year extension to the New START treaty, and this was after the U.S. accused Russia of violating the treaty in disallowing U.S. on-site inspections under the stipulations of the agreement. In response, Washington halted Russian inspectors' ability to do the same on American soil. And so Putin said, well, nobody's playing by the rules. We're just going to walk away from that. And the New START treaty was the only remaining nuclear limitation treaty between the United States and Russia. And that means both sides are now free to produce more and more powerful nuclear weapons. Not a good thing, in my opinion. All right. So anyway, Biden went on over to Kiev. They set off the air raid sirens to make it look like he and Zelensky were being powerful. But you can look on the video. The sirens are going off. Nobody's looking up. Nobody's looking around worried like they might actually be under a real attack. It was just part of the staging, like, you know, Biden's speech with the red and black ominous backgrounds here. So it was more of that. Meanwhile, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has blasted Joe Biden for essentially handing Ukraine a blank check, gallivanting around Ukraine while the U.S. border is in a shambles, and we're basically dealing with a lot of other domestic problems. And DeSantis is chastising Biden for involving the United States now in an alarming proxy war with China. And it's incredibly dangerous. I mean, the possibility that we could win a war against Russia is remote. The possibility that we could win a war against China is equally remote. Taking on Russia and China and potentially Iran at the same time, not going to be able to do it. And it will ultimately go nuclear and biological. Now, Zelensky said that the U.S. and Ukraine, following the meeting with Joe Biden, they're working on delivery of arms not previously supplied to Kiev, including long-range weapons. And so it's not just a matter of another $500 million out of your pocket going into Ukraine, but the weapons being supplied are able to reach deep inside Russia, which is only going to provoke Russia that much further. Meanwhile, Zelensky is warning that World War III will be inevitable if China allies with Russia. Now, China and Russia have been moving closer together militarily in the face of continued NATO-U.S. aggression across the globe. And, I do unfortunately think we're going to be we may already be in World War III. It just hasn't had the big bang where everybody says, oh, it's another world war. But look at all the fighting you've got going on. You know, Israel is uncorking on the Palestinians. You've got wars everywhere here. And it's not unlike World War II, where you had the war in Europe. You had Japan invading China. And then all of a sudden Pearl Harbor happened and everybody said, oh, yep, it's another world war. And I think by the end of this year, pretty much everybody's going to understand we're in a true global war again, and a lot of people are going to die, and a lot of damage is going to be inflicted on various countries. All righty. The first group of Ukrainian soldiers have completed their battalion combined arms training at the U.S. Army training area in Germany. The training focused on using M2 Bradley armored vehicles, which were promised in early January and are just now arriving in Germany this week. And the training included basic soldier tasks like marksmanship, along with medical training, squad, platoon, and company training, and a battalion force-on-force exercise. Okay, and if you want to know about the Bradley infantry fighting vehicle, I recommend the book and movie The Pentagon Wars, about just how that was developed here. Meanwhile, the joint forces of the armed forces of Ukraine are holding drills in the Chernobyl zone near the Belarusian border. And there currently is no threat of a ground action by the Republic of Belarus. The level of threat is low, but we have taken advantage of the situations to hold drills in the Chernobyl zone. So I guess we can call those veterans of those exercises the radioactive reserve. Meanwhile, Belarus candidates are training on Russian tanks amid fears of a wider conflict. And in Moscow-allied Belarus, officers look across a snowy training ground outside the capital Minsk as Russian and Soviet-era tanks fire into the distance. The tanks are painted in white camouflage, and they've got a brand-new Russian BTR-82A tank and a modernized Soviet tank, basically just, you know, shooting around. They're being driven by cadets from an elite academy that turns young Belarusians into officers. So fears have grown that Minsk, which allowed Moscow to use its territory to send troops to Ukraine last year, could also enter the conflict. There are even some reports that Belarus may now consider joining the Russian republics, and that's really going to upset a lot of things. Okay, more than 120,000 residents, meaning non-combatants of Donbass, have become victims of the Kiev regime. And about 5,000 residents of Donbass were killed by Ukrainian security forces. 9,000 more were injured since 2014. And the investigation of Kiev's crimes confirmed that more than 120,000 residents of Donbass were recognized as victims, meaning their health and property were damaged as a result of the criminal actions of the Ukrainian side. And once again, the question is being raised, this is from LifeSite News, has the U.S. government been building bioweapons in Ukraine? And this article is basically talking about all the things that Ukraine was being used to manufacture, and also a test bed. This is a real-world battle testing of things like, apparently they have a cell phone app that allows frontline soldiers to accurately direct fire onto targets, inexpensive grenade-dropping drones, 3D printers that allow soldiers to repair heavy field equipment on site, and other various high-tech gizmo whiz-bang situations here. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of people worldwide are protesting the war in Ukraine. This is coincident with Biden showing up in Kiev and handing another $500 million worth of weapons to Zelensky. So it wasn't just in Washington, D.C., where the rage against the war machine. And by the way, there were parallel protests that took place in many cities across the United States, basically being ignored by the corporate media, which wants you to believe that everybody in America is fully on board with throwing our money and our children onto those evil Ruskies, as it were. Now, what's really interesting is a video has surfaced of Joe Biden in 1997 admitting that NATO expansion toward the east would trigger a Russian hostile reaction. So they knew all along that pushing closer to Russia would eventually trigger a Russian response. And when it triggered the Russian response, they said, oh, look what Russia did. Russia's the bad guy. Oh, how dare they? They had absolutely no reason to do that. Well, yeah, they did. Going back to the 2014 coup d'etat, U.S.-backed coup d'etat that drove Yanukovych from power. Now, after leaving Zelensky, Biden went back to Poland to catch his plane ride home here. But he gave a speech to a very large crowd there, basically saying we should all expect a prolonged conflict in Europe. And he said, Kiev stands strong, the capital is still free, and Russia's invasion created a test for the ages in which all democracies were being tested here. So here's your rifle, Joe. And remember, the part with the hole goes toward your target. Don't hold it the other way. Remember that picture from a very young Al Gore where he was sort of being escorted around Vietnam, and he's actually got his gun pointed at his own head. It was empty, of course. They didn't trust him with bullets. All right. So there's an article here out of the Economic Collapse blog saying the United States and Russia effectively are at war, and it's time to realize how this is going to end. Now, Biden, during his visit at Kiev, announced the U.S. is going to be involved for as long as it takes to win the war against Russia. Meanwhile, the Russians have now pulled together far more forces than they originally invaded Ukraine with a year ago. They also intend to fight for as long as it takes, too. And that was made clear in Putin's speech. And what happens if both sides just keep escalating until a point of no return is reached? That's when the mushroom clouds and the germs will be unleashed on the entire planet. Alrighty. Now, Palestinians have declared civil disobedience. Israel's been cracking down on them, and there have been a lot of Palestinians assaulted, beat up. One small child was literally stripped and beaten by guards at a border crossing. So Palestinians in East Jerusalem have declared a general strike and civil disobedience to protest against the growing Israeli crackdown. Protesters burnt car tires and set up barricades overnight at entrances to different neighborhoods, including Shufat, Anata, Jabal al-Mukabar, Isawaya, and Al-Ram town. And the civil disobedience includes not going to work in Israeli workplaces and refusing to pay taxes to the Israeli-run municipalities and other state agencies. So hopefully it will stay nonviolent, but it is a good way to send a message. Now, all this talk about, you know, the Palestinians are bad and Israelis are good is being undermined by the fact that Netanyahu is starting to send in the bulldozers again. And apparently Tom Nides, the U.S. ambassador to Israel, has said that Israel can do whatever they need against Iran, and that the U.S. has no plans to pursue a revival of the Iran nuclear deal known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. So nobody wants peace. Nobody wants a deal. They want to have their war. By golly, we want our war. We've worked for it a long time. We deserve it, and we're not going to be denied here. Now, Bernie Sanders is now out there saying it's time to stop the billions of dollars in aid to Israel over their racist actions. And I heartily agree. We should have stopped signing those checks a long, long time ago. And one has to wonder just what kind of a hold Israel has on our politicians, where that money unquestionably continues to pour into Israel. And by the way, as expected, the United States used their veto to shoot down that United Nations Security Council resolution regarding Israel's actions in Palestine. Okay, we have got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the international news here. And a key China policy advisor to Joe Biden is going to step down next month. This is coming from National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. This is Laura Rosenberger, the National Security Council's Senior Director for China and Taiwan, will be replaced by Sarah Baran, who is currently the Deputy Executive Secretary at the State Department. And apparently this is all following the brouhaha over the Chinese spy balloons, which one of which turned out to be a $13 hobby balloon that was shot down with a $400,000 missile. All righty. China is now supporting Russia's draft resolution submitted to the Security Council to investigate the terrorist attack on Russia's Nord Stream gas pipeline. Of course, the U.S. still has their veto authority, and they will veto this one. They don't want anybody investigating it that's not under control of the United States. They have been blocking Russia's efforts to investigate this right from the beginning, which doesn't really make any sense when you consider it is Russia's pipeline. They paid for it, and they built it. It is their property, and they have every right to investigate why all of a sudden it's got big holes in it. Now, China is making sounds that they want to roll out the framework of a treaty to end the war in Ukraine. This is coming from Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi. This was announced at the Munich Security Conference, and America's top diplomat criticized China and warned of a coming Cold War. And on Saturday, Wang, in his speech at the Munich Security Conference, claimed President Xi Jinping will roll out a plan to end the war in Ukraine. And NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg slammed China for failing to condemn Russia and criticized the peace proposal as vague. And Wang said there are some actors who oppose peace in Ukraine. Certainly there are. We have all the war hawks. We have the defense contractors who are making money hand over fist. I mean, huge amounts of money. The rest of us suffer for it. But war is a scam which makes a very few people incredibly rich at the expense of everybody else, and not even counting all the dead bodies here. Now, we were seeing in the news where Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that China was considering providing Russia with weapons to use in its war in Ukraine. China is saying, no, that's fake news. We don't need to provide anything to Russia. Russia has plenty of their own. But Blinken is still out there saying, well, if China provides Russia with weapons, it'll cross a red line, and we'll be off to war with both Russia and China at the same time, which I think is going to be a mistake. But they never listen to me, unfortunately, here. Meanwhile, China is getting ready to recycle, if you will. Oh, my goodness, we're already at the top of the hour. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.